We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, we got Zach at Fairmount. Zach!
Yeah. Marks and Reese.
Yo!
What up, Zach?
Hey, man.
Coming on, gentlemen.
What we got?
Can you smell it?
Yeah, I can smell it. It's my flesh burning. It's hot out here, man.
Oh, man, that's football.
It is.
We're ready. So my pump song was Ball with the Ball by Kid Rock. I think the Eagles are going to handle business tonight. I think if it's a low-scoring game, I want to say 17-7. Defense getting a score on that one.
Wow. Holding the 7 points, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I trust that D. Out of everything we've seen preseason and in general, the team that stuck or has like remained consistent, in my opinion, is that D. Those corners look good. I feel good about it. If Nick Foles shows up like he does in the Super Bowl, we're talking maybe 38-14.
38-14 Eagles. Well, I mean, sure. If Nick Foles, Super Bowl Nick Foles shows up, they're not going to lose the game.
No.
Right? But I mean, if that's the case, that's awesome.
I mean, you want it bold, right? There's bold.
That's bold. That's bold.
It is bold.
All right, Zach. Appreciate it, man.
You didn't give him a season prediction.
Oh.
What does it say, 12-4?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, that sounds like the number everybody's hitting on.
12?
I probably heard more 12-4 predictions, even from national people.
Like I said, I was watching NFL Network this morning. Four of the five said 12-4.
Yeah.
And then MJD said 11-5.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. Everybody still is. We had Tony Dungy on last hour, and he said he doesn't expect a drop off.
I don't expect anything less than 10 wins, and I think 12 is saying pretty much, you know, Nick is able to hold the fort down, possibly go 3-1, and then Carson comes back, and they go 9-3 with Carson in there as the quarterback.
Yeah, that would work for me.
That, you know. Or if you go 2-2, and Carson goes 10-2. But I think they win no less than 10 games. And, I could see 12. I could see 12.
Yeah, I got 10-6, and I do think they'll win a playoff game. And I guess when I look at this season, I see a lot of the balls that bounced their way last year, even though they had a ton of injuries, It still seemed like everything just aligned to make that one of the special seasons in this city's history. And 10-6 is still pretty good, especially if your quarterback's going to miss maybe your starting quarterback's going to miss maybe a quarter of the season, and just they fall a little bit short. They just weren't the best team in the NFC. So we'll see how it plays out. But I certainly don't see a team that's not going to come in and be one of the top teams in the NFC. NFC's a good conference this year, Ike.
Yeah, it is.
Who do you got? So I ranked my teams of the NFC in three tiers, right?
Mm-hmm.
As far as playoff teams, tier one. The Saints, the Rams, the Vikings, and then in between Tier 1 and Tier 2, I have the Packers.
The Rams.
Saints.
You're good with the Rams now.
Rams. Well, they're still going to miss the playoffs, but if I'm looking at them right now.
Huh?
Yeah, well, that was my official prediction, that they're going to self-destruct.
But that's obviously have changed if you got them in Tier 1.
Well, no. What I'm doing is I'm looking at the tiers right now as we sit here going into the season, not win-loss prediction. Do I think the Rams are going to be in the Super Bowl?
Okay.
Just as we stand right now, I would think that that's how everybody looks at them, right?
Okay.
Saints, Rams, Vikings, Packers. Is that fair to say they're the top four? Panthers, Seahawks.
Whoa.
What?
You didn't say the Eagles.
Well, besides the Eagles, I'm talking Eagles are tier one. Absolutely.
Okay.
Saints, Rams, Vikings, Packers, all kind of in the same flotation device.
Sure. Yeah. Yep.
Next tier?
I would even say the Falcons.
Okay, so the Falcons there.
Yeah.
Next tier, Seahawks, Panthers?
Yeah, I think the Panthers, Giants.
49ers maybe.
Yeah, 49ers, see what Jimmy G does out
Lions
there.
Maybe.
And the Lions. Lions just 8-8. They always scream 8-8 to me.
Yeah, you always want to.
They just.
I always want to allow for them to be a 10-win team, but then they
– Yeah, I mean, they throw enough and put up enough points to be there, but then they never win the big games when you expect them to.
No, they totally
fall. Yeah, when is the last time the Giants – I mean, the Lions won a big game? Like, they don't win big games.
Just on Thanksgiving. They win that Thanksgiving game.
Yeah,
right?
That one. So I think you look at the – to me, it's the Packers, the Saints, the Vikings, and the Eagles – and I think the Falcons and the Rams are right there with each other.
Who are the two teams you're worried about the most?
I would say Packers, Vikings.
I say Saints, Vikings.
You could throw the Saints in there too. Yeah, I would put the Saints in there because I actually have the Saints beating the Eagles when they go down there. So I do believe the Saints are going to be a good football team as well. I think you got a four-team race when you talk about legitimate shot at winning the Super Bowl, meaning quarterback, head coach, skill position players, and I know the Packers are missing defenders, but Aaron Rodgers, I think, will win the MVP this year. I think he's just going to bounce back and have that type of year.
5,000 yards.
Yeah, yeah, he may have to do it that way. I just think they do it that way with on his arm. And then I like the Vikings. I like what they've done. I like the Saints. But the Rams and the Falcons are, like, right there on the heels.
Kind of a notch below.
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, the Rams, like I'm just telling you, adding that many new players, some of which with, I don't want to say checkered pass, but checkered pass, adding that to one locker room and just expecting them to win because you more or less are doing another dream team, I don't know if that works.
I got to tell you, though, the Rams have been quiet this offseason. You haven't heard anything out of the Rams?
Well, just Aaron Donald.
Well, I mean, but even,
and then
that,
they signed him.
Even that was quiet.
You're right. It wasn't Le'Veon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's a locker room that's in turmoil. That locker room. I look at the Rams. They've been under the radar this offseason. Todd Gurley got paid. Brandon Cooks came in, got money. You know, they waited on Aaron Donald to get his money.
Yeah, they paid everybody.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, I just don't, as of right now, you're right. They lose a couple games. Fingers may get pointed. It all may fall apart. I'm just saying.
A lot of talent.
We came in talking about dream team. The Rams have sort of flown under the radar. They aren't even a chic pick for everybody.
You're right. Good point.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I like what they did.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.